Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
We are very happy to continue our weekly feature on the Roundtable entitled Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It is our chance to check in with the humanities councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important ideas and why they do indeed matter. Today we'll learn about the Vermont Humanities Council's Vermont Reads program, a statewide one-book reading program that builds community through reading, discussion, and the exchange of ideas. This year's Vermont Reads book is entitled Wonder. Here to tell us more about the book and the author and the program are Peter Gilbert, Vermont Humanities Council Executive Director, and Amy Cunningham, Vermont Humanities Council Director of Community Programs. Peter and Amy, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
A delight to have you both with us. So, Peter, let us begin with you of why you felt that it is important to have a Vermont Reads program.
The program started 12 years ago, and the purpose is to promote literacy and reading for all. It's to encourage lifelong learning. It's to link schools and communities, particularly libraries, to strengthen communities, as you just said, to engage people with ideas, particularly across intergenerational boundaries in many cases.
What do you feel that you've accomplished over the 11 years?
Well, I think we've reached tens of thousands of people of all ages, both kids in school and also adults. I hope we've encouraged a love of learning and lifelong learning. I hope it helps students become lifelong readers. Because if you are reading for pleasure as a student, you're going to be okay in terms of education, success in school.
Amy Cunningham, tell us a little bit about Wonder and how it became your choice for this year.
Wonder is a wonderful young adult book that's been very popular. It was released in 2012, and it's kind of the rare young adult book that is very compelling to kids as young as third and fourth grade, but it's also a book that you know, we find adults just really are loving. So we see, you know, 40-year-olds in their book groups reading this book. And it's a story about a young man named August Pullman. He was born with severe facial anomalies, gone through many surgeries and medical difficulties. And the book starts as he's about to begin his first year in middle school, in fifth grade. The book is told from many different perspectives, and it's basically a meditation on kindness, and it's about the different challenges that people face and how we choose to reach out and be good friends.
The author is R.J. Palacio. Tell us a little bit about the author.
This is her first book, which is pretty interesting. Her career has been graphic design, and she's done a lot of design of book covers, decided to write this book, and it really has taken off like wildfire. She lives in Brooklyn, she's actually kind of based off of this book. She's got a new book coming out this fall about the precepts that are the words to live by that are discussed in this book.
Peter, I was struck by what you said earlier about wanting libraries to be such a part of this program and component, and it has become a large library program, and yet it goes further than that. But you're talking about public libraries and school libraries, and the embracing of one book throughout the state of Vermont.
That's exactly right. When kids in schools see downtown and see their parents and other adults reading for pleasure, not because they must, but because they want to, they come to realize that they can do the same thing as they get out of school and grow up as adults. This is a book that I think will not only, I hope, encourage people to love reading and lifelong learning. I hope that in decades down the road, that many kids, many people who read the book this year will look back and remember reading the book back in 2014. And if that's true, then it means that they may have been changed, perhaps in some small way, perhaps in some long and large way, to become somehow a different person from having read this book.
As far as the individual programs that you have, you want everyone to read the book. So, Amy, talk to us about some of the programs that you've had and will have to discuss the content and what goes on in these programs and group conversations.
We've been thrilled with the response from Vermont communities in all corners of the state, and we've seen them do such creative presentations. And this is we're definitely on track to have the most successful Vermont Reads year ever. We've got over 100 towns who are currently participating or have recently completed Vermont Reads projects. 103 towns is our record. And I guess I should mention for listeners that if you're listening from a Vermont community and you haven't done a Vermont Reads project, our last deadline is on Monday, so we're still open to communities reaching out and pitching projects to us. Just a few to highlight, the community of Essex and Essex Junction up in Chittenden County, they have gone gangbusters with Wonder. The middle school there, the two different public libraries, senior centers, they've got a huge variety of activities. They're working with the local bookstore. They're doing all sorts of different events around the arts. They're integrating it into their full school curriculum. And we're seeing that happening in other places, even very small communities like Coventry, which is up in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. They have integrated this, and they've actually mentioned that it's going to become a permanent part of the grade 4 curriculum at the school.
Mm-hmm.
They've done workshops about, using Wonder as kind of a springboard for different activities. So, workshop on the music of Wonder. In the book, they reference lyrics from different musicians, popular musicians. They did an exercise where they wrote letters from different people's point of view in the book. That's one of the strengths of the book, is that it tells the story from many different perspectives. We've seen art projects. We've seen kind of using technology to have book discussions, so Skyping between a public librarian and an elementary school and a senior center to talk about the book. There's some folks in the state who have wonderful personal stories that are similar to Wonder. So there's a man named Sam Drazen in Bradford, Vermont, who's a third grade elementary school teacher, and he's had facial anomalies and surgeries as a child that were very similar to Augie, and he's done probably more than 20 presentations around the state where he talks about his own story, connects it to Wonder, and then most importantly leads folks through exercises around our differences and the challenges we all have.
Peter, you talked at the beginning about how this is the 11th year. How do you see this program advancing into the future?
Well, every year we try to find a book that's special, that will resonate with people and with communities, with teachers and with town librarians, that has some kind of sizzle to it that makes them say, that's a great idea, let's do that. And we do a variety of books. One year it's a fiction. Last year it was actually an anthology of contemporary accessible poetry. So each year it's a bit of a change-up to keep it new and fresh, to engage new people. And that's what makes one of the things that makes it an exciting program that's continued to grow and engage schools and communities for a dozen years now.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on all the great success. To learn more about the Vermont Humanities Council's Vermont Reads program, visit vtreads.org, vtreads.org. Peter Gilbert and Amy Cunningham are with the council, and it's a delight to have you both on the program. Thank you so much for talking to us, and best of luck with your continued
efforts.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.